a recurring theme in chats I have with small business owners goes like this. Human resources. I'm not sure what we're doing is correct. Or human resources. We don't know if what we're doing is compliant. Or we want to tighten up what we're doing in HR. Well, turns out we can help with that. By the way, for bigger companies that have human resource professionals on staff, some of those questions still exist. And additionally, their recurring topics center around automation, getting out of manual processes, and taking the entire employee experience online. Turns out, we can help with that too. From the home base in Brookfield, Wisconsin, welcome to the latest episode of Inside Connect and Simplify, sponsored by the Benefit Companies. This is episode number 151 called HR is Still the Key. Roger here, human capital management consultant, marketing guy. In the last three conversations I had with a business owner, company size around 25, a controller with a company size around 90, and an HR director with a company size of around 150 employees, all gravitated toward HR. And it started with handbooks, then expanded to other areas of HR like file retention and compliance, managing PTO, open enrollment. Typically, the very manual processes that require many steps and layers to stay accurate. I know, I've spent time on this topic before. Back in March of 2022, on episode number 88 of the podcast, I was joined by our director of HR, Kim. We talked about the issue of compliance and how her team helps businesses get compliant, develop a strategy for the future, including policies and procedures, training processes, all customized to the unique needs of the company. Even further back in the Wayback Machine in February of 2021, on episode number 31, the discussion was all about our human capital management platform, Connect and Simplify, and specifically about the HR module of the platform. This module has five separate but integrated smaller modules that follow the employee through their life cycle at the company. They are applicant tracking, onboarding, benefits enrollment with carrier connections, reviews, and finally compensation. Each of these components can stand on their own, but work best when they are all in play and integrated together. Each of these components are customized specifically for your unique company needs. Since it's all online, the employee is guided through the steps and they need to complete, and then it moves on to the admin team for completion. A built-in audit trail is created with every action taken, and documents are automatically stored for compliance. So, here's how our HR consulting service might be of value, as well as how our human capital management platform, and specifically the HR module in that platform, might be of value for you. So, the business owner with 20 employees and no HR professional on staff, they are and have been handling all aspects of recruiting, hiring, onboarding, training, etc. on their own since the beginning. They really have no idea if they are compliant with current state and federal regulations and are looking for a starting point to manage that process. They also want a review of their handbook to make sure it is compliant and reasonable for their business. Well, what we do for clients like this is start with the basics. Our team would perform an HR audit to make sure that the employee files are in order, then make recommendations on a path to follow for each new hire that efficiently moves them through from application to onboarding. This can be done by the company, or they can hire us to do those tasks for them. Now, regarding a handbook, we have base templates that are approved by our legal partners. We then add in company-specific language to customize the handbook. As needed, this can be adjusted for new language or revised for different locations or acquisitions or new rules or regs. Your attorneys will thank you for putting the handbook and the HR processes in place, because attorneys love documentation. Let's shift to that second example, the controller at the company with 90 employees. He also needs a handbook, and that keeps getting dropped to the bottom of the list of things to do by his HR lead partner, who has been with the company forever, may be retiring soon, and while she has been handling HR for years, is not an HR professional. They also need to tighten up their review process, which is manual. And a file audit would make sense as well. Separately, he also should have his retirement plan benchmarked and some compliance controls added to reduce the risk to the company. So again, the starting point would be an HR audit to get the current files right. Then a review of the employee lifecycle processes would be in order. If they are interested in automating any of their HR processes, which are all manual at this time, we would give them a demonstration of how that might look. And then that could lead to the retirement plan being reviewed. What's the process for all aspects of managing this plan? Well, we'd take a look at the funds and the fees and the risk to the company and the investment team and the design. How are the employees receiving education? A laundry list of things that we would review. Our retirement team would look at all of these areas and give an assessment of the potential gaps or opportunities they see. And then finally, for the example of the HR director for the company with around 150 employees, he is relatively new to the company, less than 2 years, with plenty of HR experience. He has a couple of direct reports. At the time of the chat we had with him, he was preparing to learn how to run payroll for the first time, as his experienced payroll teammate was going to be out for a few weeks. He also wanted, as a matter of due diligence, a review of all the admin tasks that fell under his team's purview, which were HR, payroll, benefits, enrollment, and two locations, one in Wisconsin, one out of state. Now, this is not unusual. We see similar scenarios regularly. One person with a multitude of admin tasks trying to navigate the day-to-day as well as the rest of the year's responsibilities. Our suggestion, if it would make sense, he could hire our HR consulting team for project work that would free up his time till his teammate got back. Then a review of his current tasks, potentially make a move to automating and integrating. Now, what do all these companies have in common? Well, they did not get in the business of doing what they do to deal with payroll, benefits, retirement, and all things HR. They did not get in the business to keep all the proper forms and documents filed correctly. They did not get in the business to become experts in recruiting, hiring, training, documenting. They got in the business because it was a family legacy. It was filling a need. It was a passion for helping others. It was an opportunity to provide for their families and their communities. To protect that business and everyone that it touches and provides for, consider possibly handing off some of those tasks. HR, payroll, benefits, retirement, to a firm that has tenured specialists in each field, to a firm that has proven over the last 50 years that we can take care of our clients, to a firm that cares about your business almost as much as you do. HR is still the key. We can help you get that right, and then the rest of the tasks get way easier. Thanks for listening. Be well.
I'm Kurt Otto for The Benefit Companies. A modern workforce is diverse with high expectations of employers. Cultural changes and differences make employee retention difficult. Benefit Companies' human capital management systems help attract and retain employees your business needs. Benefit Companies' human resource programs improve communications, help balance work and home life, even eliminate intergenerational cultural infighting. Your business will run more productively and profitably with Benefit Companies' human capital management. Connect and simplify. Insource The Benefit Companies. Connect and simplify. Dot com.